As a reminder, a separate CS4401 form is required for each individual curb ramp. The form needs to be completed and uploaded in EPS along with the associated curb ramp detail plan during the process of obtaining an HOP. We will discuss detail plans in Module 5, Sample Plans. If existing conditions warrant a technically infeasible design, a TIF also must be uploaded to EPS for review and approval by the District ADA Coordinator. For final inspection, a completed CS4401 reflecting the constructed curb ramp must be uploaded to EPS for the open permit. A curb ramp that does not meet the criteria of the CS4401 form and/or a TIF, if applicable, will require removal and reconstruction prior to closing out the permit. If discoveries during construction impact design and a non-compliant curb ramp is proposed, a TIF form and revised plans must be submitted as part of a supplemental HOP application for review and approval prior to construction completion.